Hallelujah. Anybody blessed so far, say amen. Very quickly, we are going to go into a sharp word session. The blessing of his presence. Father, thank you for your goodness and thank you for your mercies. Thank you for the privilege of being called your own. Please be awake. Neither is anyone near you that is asleep. Assist them. Assist their destiny. By waking them up, assist their life. Because faith cometh by hearing. And the Spirit entered as he spake to me. So if you cannot hear him speaking, then what is it that can enter into you? Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 6, verse 23, the subject is the blessing of his presence. Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Psalm 114, verse 1, all the way to the last. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams and the little hills like lambs. What ailed thee? O thou sea that thou fleddest, thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back. Ye mountains that you skipped like rams and ye little hills like lambs. Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the God of Jacob, the presence which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. This moment, our objective is to understand the blessing or the potency of God's presence in the life of a person. Understanding the blessing, understanding the potency of God's presence in the life of God's child. I want to say without any fear of being misunderstood that the presence of God is the greatest asset of mortal man. The greatest asset of mortal man is the blessing of God. The highest possession anybody can have on earth is called the blessing of God. God is with you is the best compliment you can be paid, that God is with you. When people can feel God with you, feel God around you, feel God in your life, we have examples of people in whose life the presence of God made a difference. Number one, Joseph. The presence of God was the highest achievement of Joseph. It was his greatest asset. Genesis 39 verse 2 and verse 21. And the Lord was with Joseph. greatest possession, the greatest asset, the greatest achievement of Joseph was the presence of the Lord. Example number two, the children of Israel in the wilderness. The presence of God was the strength of Israel in the wilderness. Exodus chapter 13 and in verse 21. The Bible said, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light. To go by day and night. The Lord went with them. What will be Israel without God? Exodus 33 and in verse 14. Moses said, the Lord said, my presence shall go with you and I will give you rest. And Moses said, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not from here. We can't go anywhere. We don't have a future without you. We don't have a destiny without you. The presence of God was the strength of Israel in the wilderness. Number three, David. The presence of God was the secret of the King David. He said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. One thing have I desired of the Lord. Psalm 27 verse 4. That will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. One thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after. The presence of the Lord. Psalm 63, verse 1 and 2. O Lord, my God, early will I seek you. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee. In a dry and thirsty land, where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, the way I saw it in the sanctuary. The presence of the Lord. That presence will make a difference in your life today. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. The presence of God was so important that our example number four is the Master Jesus. He could not function without the presence of his Father. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. The Bible said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Hallelujah. God with him was the secret of his life. Today, I announce to somebody, that presence that we are in right now will make the difference in your life. Can somebody say a louder amen? Amen. Can somebody say a louder amen? Amen. Somebody say a believer's amen. Amen. Lift your hands and say, Father, I need your presence in my life. Say, oh Lord, let your presence make the difference in my life. You believe that? Say a loud amen. Wave your hands and give him the praise. What is the potency of God's presence? What is the relevance of God's presence? There are many things, and I'm not going to split them in any particular order. What will the presence of God do, number one? The dissolution of barriers. The presence of God dissolves barriers. The Red Sea was in front of Israel. I'm going to be speaking from Psalm 114. verse 1 to the end for the first 3 or 4 points. Judah was his sanctuary. The sea saw it and fled. The dissolution, dissolving barriers, dissolving barriers. Number 2 is the creation of access. When the presence of God is with a man, there must be a way. Where they said there was no way, there must be a way. The sea saw it and fled. Highway in the Red Sea, passage through the Jordan, is a function of his presence. Number 3 is very critical. It is the uprooting and the melting of mountains. The presence of God with a man causes mountains to be uprooted, causes mountains to be melted. Be it the mountain of cancer, like we just saw, or the mountain of indebtedness. Number 4, it is the submission of contending altars. Carry the presence of God and altars that are in contention with God and God's presence in your life just bows. In 1 Samuel chapter 5 from verse 1, the ark, the Philistines took the ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer unto Ashdod. When the Philistines took the ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when the day of Ashdod arose early on the morrow, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face to the earth before the ark of the Lord. And they took Dagon and set him in his place again. And when they arose early on the morrow morning, behold, Dagon was falling before his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. And the head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold. Only the stump of Dagon was left. The ark of God's presence was placed side by side with the deity of the Philistines, and it bowed. Is there any believer here today? Will you receive this word if I say it to you? That today marks the end of the altars fighting your life. Hey! Whether they are the altars of your father's house or the altar of a witch doctor, the altar of an occultic man, the altar fighting you, fighting your children, fighting your marriage, fighting your destiny, today, by the blessing of his presence, today marks the end of these altars. If Dagon could fall, and Jenu will fall, Olokun will fall, is the one your altar will fall. Obanje will fall. Hey! Whatever be the name of that altar that is fighting your life and your destiny, by the power of his presence, they shall fall. Is there any believer here? Say a louder amen. Every knee must bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. What is that song? Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ he is Lord. He is Lord. Everybody sing. He is the Lord. Amen. He has risen.
from the dead. He is the Lord. Hallelujah.
Every knee shall bow.
Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Sing it two more times.
Everybody sing.
He is the Lord.
Amen.
He has risen.
Death.
He is the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Every knee
shall bow.
Every tongue
confess
that
Jesus Christ.
One more time.
Lord.
Amen.
He has risen
from the dead.
He is the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Every knee
shall bow.
Every tongue.
In fact, you shall hear not just the submission, but the judgment of the altars and the judgment of the agent of the altars by the presence of God. Number five, effect of God's presence is the transformation of life. And Moses wist not that his face was changed. Believe that was Exodus 33, verse 25 or so thereabout. He wist not that his face had changed. The people had to cover their faces to look at the face of Moses. In Luke chapter 9 also, and in verse 29, concerning, all right, it came to pass, Exodus 34, 29, it came to pass when Moses came down from the Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand. When he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. His face shone. Something changed. Luke 9:29, the Bible says concerning Jesus. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. It is not possible to encounter God and not encounter change. When Jacob encountered God, he encountered change. Genesis chapter 9, chapter 32, verse 24 to 28. His name changed from Jacob to Israel because he encountered God. There are people seated here today. It is not you who will notice, because Moses did not notice that anything happened. It was the people who saw him who were telling him. There are people seated here today and all over the world connected. It is not you who will tell yourself that something has changed. The people who knew you, who despised you, who looked down on you, who don't think anything can come out of your life, after this service, they will look at you and they shall confess that something has changed. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. They will see you and they shall confess that something has changed. They will see you and confess that something has changed. And you, the stone the builders rejected, they will look at you and confess that something changed. Number six is the impartation of the glory. The glory of the Lord, which we just experienced just now, stained the face of Moses. 34:29 all the way to 33. And Luke 9, the same with 29. The glory stained his face. The glory moves you into the realm of power, into the realm of manifestations. The glory, the impartation of the glory. Number 7, what is the effect of the presence of God in the life of a person? Number 7 is divine preservation. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Divine preservation. Psalm 91 verse 1 to 2, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You are not a wastable material. You are not a wastable entity if you carry the presence of God. I announce to somebody here, every arrow of death and destruction looking for you is returned back to those sending them. Is returned back to those sending them. Is returned back to those sending them. Shout the loudest, amen. Divine preservation. Number 8 is the establishment of rest. How many of us need rest? That was Calgary there. The establishment of, and Houston, the establishment of rest. Somebody say rest. They are actually doing all night there right now. This is their night vigil. Rest. Exodus 33:14. My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Psalm 16, verse 11. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. Is there somebody who is asking, Lord, when shall I rest? I'm tired of battles. When shall I rest? I am tired of pressure. They are celebrating. Hallelujah. When you shall rest is the reason why you are here. Your life is not permitted to be a permanent battle. It's not permitted to be a permanent battle. You are meant to know peace. You are not permitted to be established in permanent pressure. Whoever it is today asking, Lord, when shall my rest come? I came by the mantle of God to tell you your rest has come. Amen. Can I hear a believer say amen? Amen. A louder believer say amen. Amen. Say after me, say in the name of Jesus, my rest is here. My rest is here. My pressure is over. I step into my rest. Every arrangement of hell that has packaged your life for permanent pressure, before you can breathe another challenge, before you can breathe another confrontation, it is over. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain and your hope is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the way you feel. He can help and he can say, take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Your rest has arrived. Somebody say amen. In London, Central Manchester, and the whole of the UK, your rest has arrived. In the name of Jesus. Number 9 is distinction in life. Exodus 33. If you look at verse 15 and 16, the man who carries his presence stands out. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated. We shall be distinguished. We shall stand apart. I and your people from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. The presence of God makes you to stand apart. In your family, you stand apart. In your class, you stand aside. Among your colleagues at work, there is just something that is different about you. I'm talking from experience. You stand something like there is a stamp on your face that makes you look different. You stand apart. I've seen mothers who raise their children in the climate of God's presence. Those children stand apart. Especially in a polygamous setting. Godly mothers, every godly mother, they have a stamp on the life of the children. They stand out. In your class, you stand out. In your street, you stand out. There is just something about you. And I announce to somebody here today, in the name of Jesus, out of this program, you go and stand out. Maybe you are not the one. Maybe it's for somebody in the overflow. You will just go and stand out. Maybe it's for somebody in the premises of the Glory Dome. Maybe it's Destiny Christian Academy. Go and stand out. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I welcome your presence into my life. Let your presence make the difference with my life, in my life, on my life. Say the Lord, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Masha Koko Bakaya. I want to live, oh Lord, just right where you are. I want to stay, oh Lord, in your resting place. Lead me away. Lead me away from things that keep me from you. Separate me from the things, Lord, that hinder me. I want to live, oh Lord, just right where you are. I want to stay.
I want to stay.
Oh Lord, in your resting place. Please lead me away.
Lead me away.
Lead me away from things that keep me from you.
Separate me from the things,
Lord, I hate.
I want to live in the world of your glory.
I want to live in the world of your glory. I want to live
in the place
where you are.
To stay away
from the
pressures
and cares of this life.
To stay away. One more time.
want to live.
I want to live, Lord, in the world
of your glory.
Please take your seat in life. Number 10 is divine guidance and direction. The presence of God carries direction. He carries guidance. And the Lord went with before them in a pillar of cloud by day, Exodus 13, 21, and in a pillar of fire by night to lead them in the way. To lead them in the way. Which way to go, by day or by night? He went with them. Psalm 23 verse 1 to 2, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. In green pastures he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Provided I am in the presence of the shepherd, I know, I don't struggle for guidance." Psalm 43 verse 1 to 2. He said, "Thus saith the Lord," Isaiah 45, 1 to 2. "Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings. I will open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before you." So if God is with you, he goes before you. He guides you. He shows you the way. Can I say to someone here today, the last time you missed road shall be the last forever. Can you say that amen like a believer? That last time you missed the way shall be the last forever. That last time you missed the way shall be the last forever. Shout the loudest, amen. And when there is divine guidance or divine direction with divine presence, it leads to number 11, divine provision. Divine provision. Divine provision. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures." Divine provision. Psalm 23, verse 1 and 2. "I will go before you, I will make the crooked places straight, and I will show you the treasures of darkness." Isaiah 45, now verse 2 and 3. "And the hidden riches of secret places." He goes before you, he's with you, he shows you what eyes have not seen.
I was talking with a man who has inventions in thousands. Inventions in thousands. Say, all I need is to focus, and God gives me. God gives me this solution, that solution, this solution. Except that the enemy made him stranded despite all of that. Which yoke is being broken right now? Divine provision. Number 12 is very, very important. It's life cleansing. Life cleansing. The presence of God carries cleansing power. Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1, we saw the story of Isaiah in the year King Uzziah died. He saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. His train filled the temple. And he saw the cherubims of glory. Verse 3, one cried to another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord, and the whole earth is filled. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with the smoke. Then Uncle Isaiah said, woe is me, for I am undone. Uncle was undone, but he was not aware. Until he entered God's presence. So people can praise you that you are so holy, you are so humble, you are so honest, until you arrive his presence. Like white sheep standing on snow. Then the sheep realized that it is not as white as he thought. They may show you on the screen. White sheep on snow ground.
Hey, and that is a white sheep that would look white on green grass.
On green grass it is white. On red carpet it is white. On top of snow, it is brown.
Oh my God.
It is dirty.
Oh my God.
That is why if you hang only around men, you end in hell. Because they will only celebrate you and celebrate you until you are celebrated into destruction. That is why if you hang around God, no matter what, you can't miss it. Just whatever it is, keep moving towards God. Whatever you did, right, wrong, move back to God. Go to God. The cleansing of life. As Jesus prayed and he encountered the presence of God in Luke 9 in verse 29, he said his garment became white and glistering. His garment became white. The presence of God whitens our garments. Life cleansing. Number 13 is the guarantee of divine favor. The Lord was with Joseph and gave him favor. The presence of God is a fragrance of favor. Favor smells around the man who carries God. Genesis 39, 2 and 21 is a fragrance of favor. Don't struggle for favor, struggle for his presence. Don't struggle for good luck, struggle for his presence. In your battle against rejection, just wear God like a perfume. And you will not struggle to be accepted. People will struggle for you. The guarantee of divine favor. Number 14, the anointing
for supernatural results. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God with him was the anointing. That anointing brought healing and deliverances. The anointing for supernatural results. Your greatest asset is the presence of God. T.L. Osborne realized that he was a failure until he realized that it was Jesus who would heal people, not himself. And he decided to trust God for the presence of Jesus around him, around his ministry, to the point where he was ministering in Uganda. Robert Kayanja was in the crusade in 1985. People were seeing Jesus physically. He points and says, Jesus is there. They see him in person. He touched them. They are healed. He touched them. They are healed. The supernatural. The same in Indonesia. 250 or how many of 300 million Muslims in the Muslim country saw what they never saw before. As the man who carried Jesus arrived. Am I communicating at all? And they went, and the Lord went with them. Acts chapter 16, verse 20. The Lord went with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders. When God, when he is with you, whose signs and wonders are effortless, if he will do signs and wonders through you, how much more within your life? Everyone in need of healing today or deliverance, it is released for you. Somebody say a loud amen. It's the guarantee of divine favor, the anointing for the supernatural. And number 15, supernatural strength. The presence of God makes you unusual, gives you unusual energy and stamina. Supernatural strength. Psalm 84 verse 7, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion that appeareth before God, there is a level of strength they carry. They that wait upon the Lord, not necessarily just fasting. Those who hang around God, they shall renew their strength. They mount up with wings as eagles. They run and they are not weary. They walk and they are not faint. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. What was the first thing we talked about? The presence of God. The dissolution of barriers. I prophesy to everyone here today. Are you ready to receive these 15 things in your life? I announce today, every barrier that came with you today, the barrier is broken. Don't be tired now. You are doing very well on this journey. Secondly, I announce, any Red Sea in front of you, every River Jordan between you and your next level, I declare the world is created through them now in the name of Jesus. And now, anything called a mountain, you know what? Something you don't know what to do about. Anybody here like that? Something, an issue, maybe with you, with your child, with your job, in your health, in your career. I don't know what to do about this matter. I announce today, by the presence of Jesus in this assembly, that mountain is melting right now. Mountain is uprooted. Every altar contending with you and your God, from your fathers as from anywhere they are, today is the judgment of those altars. Today is the submission of those altars. They they shall bow. The kind of change that is going to happen for you, those who know you will point to you that something has changed in your life. I announce today, somebody shout glory. Shout it 5 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Receive the impartation of the glory now. Lift your hands up. That's right. Preservation of life. I don't know how many people have died before their time. In your family, in the place where you walk, I stand there and I speak that by the reason of the presence of God on this ground and in this meeting today, you shall fulfill your days. You are preserved. The battle is over. Rest is released. Go and stand out in life. Represent God in your office. Any area where you need God to guide you, any area of confusion where you need direction and guidance, I declare, receive direction, receive guidance now. Right now, I announce, for as long as your covenant practices are intact, the season of scarcity is over. The Lord engrace you with supernatural supplies. In the name of Jesus, I speak right now, cleansing. Anybody here battling with a lifestyle that you are not happy with, that heaven is not happy with, smoking, drinking, masturbation, lesbianism, immoral living, stealing, cheating, fraud, any identity that is not of God that will lead you to hell, today I declare that yoke is broken. It is broken. Rejection is over. Favor is released. Supernatural. It's not only the healing of blind eyes or deaf ears that is supernatural. When God begins to do extraordinary things in your workplace because you are his child, when protocol begins to get suspended, when things begin to happen contrary to the natural, then you are experiencing supernatural results. Everyone here today, I announce to you, everything around your life shall have the signature of the supernatural. And supernatural strength. Enough of weakness. Enough of tiredness. Enough of weakness. You are not sick and you are not well. That devil is a liar. Enough of weakness. Enough of weariness. Enough of tiredness. Enough of lethargy. Enough of laziness. Hey! I speak to you. I speak to your family members, your loved ones. Anyone whose energy that is under attack, energy, and I'm speaking to somebody here, your energy, the energy of a family member is under attack. The strength and the stamina is under attack. I release strength now. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. Very quickly, as I round off on this subject, what is the secret of his presence? Number one is the death of self-life. The death of self. And I'm not saying you should die. I am saying living just for yourself shall die. Living for God, should become life's objective. For to me, to live is Christ. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. John chapter 3, verse 30. He said, I must decrease, and he must increase. He must increase, but I must decrease. If he must increase, you must decrease. Not you may decrease, you must. Whenever you are increasing, he is decreasing around your life. When you are full of pride, full of arrogance, full of bragging, full of yourself, you have an over-exaggerated estimation of your own life. And I'm not talking about a healthy self-esteem. I'm not talking about that. You should feel good about your life without feeling inferior. That is a good thing. But when you come to the point where that shifts to another level, you are up, everybody is down, including God, becomes a challenge. It is the death of self. God increases his presence in the life of those who are decreasing in themselves, in decreasing in their pride, in their arrogance, in their ostentation. Number two is the life of uprightness. The presence of God is strong where the conscience of man is clear. The presence of God is strong. In Psalm 24 and in verse 3, all the way to verse 5, said, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? It said, he that has clean hands, a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. That is a man that shall ascend to the hill of God. When your conscience is clear, consistently clear, his presence will be strong. Apart from his presence being strong, it is your pathway to spending eternity with him in heaven. Number three is true passion for God. Genuine passion for God. Your passion determines your portion. God has no dealings with those who don't value him. He has no dealings with people who don't value him. Genuine passion for God. Genuine passion for God. Psalm 63, verse 1 and in verse 2, he said, oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. You see? Verse 8, he said, my soul followeth hard after you. Hard. That was David, the carrier of God's presence. What are you following hard after? Are you following hard after a man? Following hard after a woman? Following hard after drugs? Following hard after money? Following hard. Genuine passion. If you ask my wife, you ask anybody around me, they will tell you that my passion for God is stronger than passion even for food. For anything. Genuine, intense hunger that can't be conquered. I was interviewed on a Turning Point some time ago. Said when I fasted in 1979 and I had encounters with God, what was the encounter about? I said, I may not be able to tell you the details of the encounter now, but one thing that you cannot take is that there was an impartation of a hunger that can't be conquered from that time. Even though there was childish strain, but it couldn't last. There was a strain up and a strain back, and has remained consistent since then. Genuine passion for God. And number four is the life of true worship. True worship.
Ancient of Days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never fail. Ancient of Days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will sing it two more times. Ancient of Days, as old as you are, as old as you are,
you will never change. Ancient of Days, ancient of Days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Sing it two more times.
Ancient of Days, as old as you are, as old as you are,
you will never change. Ancient of Days, ancient of Days,
as old as you are, as old as you are.
For a final time. Verse 3 says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." The God we serve inhabits the genuine worship of his people. He said, "The hour cometh and now is, where true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth." John 4:23. "For the Father seeketh such." When you begin to worship, God begins to look for you. Your worship, genuine worship, makes God seek you. People seek God in prayer. God seeks people in worship. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You are not the one looking for God anymore. He is the one looking for you. Because genuine worshipers are few. Miracle seekers are plenty. Prayer projects are plenty. Entertainers are plenty. Worshippers are few. It has nothing to do with a singing voice. It has to do with a reverential heart. Hallelujah. Something is happening to somebody here. Who is going to ask God today, "Please stamp me with your presence"? Now, before we leave here today, everybody here, in and out, and all over the world, connected. If it is one thing, you will write two, at the most three. "Lord, today, I want to remember today with this testimony. Let your presence make such and such and such difference in my life." But before we reach that level, you are going to say, "Lord, stamp my life with your presence." Will you stand up on your feet? Everywhere you are. Everywhere you are. Everywhere you are, I want some at the back of the mic. "Father, stamp my life with your presence." First of all, you lift up your hands, appreciate him now for his word. Every single person, apart from those who are pregnant, and anyone who is plus or minus 80, plus or minus 2. That is, you are in that range and you have spent this number of hours and you need to sit a bit. You could be pardoned. Papa Yedepo said, during the 21-day fast, one of these years, he said, please, anybody who cannot fast up to 6 p.m., feel free to do around 1, around 3. He said, one of the elders, 80, somebody said, thank you, sir. He said, thank you so much, sir, for this consideration. Because I share it was punishment all this while for that grade of people. So we are giving that consideration. But if you are anything 30, 40, 50, and we catch you sitting down, you have to come and take the microphone and preach. Hallelujah. Amen. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I ask that you stamp my life with your presence. Today, place a stamp of your presence on my life. Today, open your mouth and pray. Pray, pray, pray. Speak to God. Stamp my life with your presence. Stamp my life. Speak to God. I need a stamp of your presence on my life. A stamp of your presence on my life. Speak to God. A stamp of your presence on my life. A stamp of your presence on my life. Go ahead and pray. Mahashata kola Pray. Overflow. Pray. Lift your voice. Pray. Everyone, be upstanding. Pray. Stamp the stamp of your presence on my life. The stamp of your presence on my life. The stamp of your presence on my life. Stamp my life with your presence. Everywhere you are, be in prayers. Go ahead, speak to God. Rock up,